We continue our learning Le'ili Nishmas, Dabi ben Acham Rosh and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. Additionally, we learn Le'ili Nishmas Rav Chaim Tzvi ben Rav Moshe Yitzchak. We are in Yoma, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Balo Eitzel Parvis Sa'ir HaNisrafim. Now the Kohen Gadol, after he gave the Sa'ir HaMishtalech to the Ish'iti, to bring it out to the Midbar, so he comes and that's happening on its own. But the Kohen Gadol now comes, Balo Eitzel Parvis Sa'ir HaNisrafim, to the par and the sa'ir, which he had already shechted, which are now nisrafin, meaning they're not burned yet, but he's supposed to burn them. He's supposed to burn the emurim. He'd already done the sprinkling, and the water, the bodies of these animals, which had already been shechted, are hanging on these pillars, on these poles, in the Beis HaMitzbechaim, which was in the north part of the Azara. So now he comes to these animals, Kira'on, he tears them open, V'hotzias emurein, and he took out the fats of the offerings that are going to be placed on the Mizbeach. Nisanon bamogis, he placed them in a bowl, in a plate, which is one of the clay shares, V'hiktiron al gabay ha-mizbeach. Now, the Gemara is quick to point out that V'hiktiron, he does not put them on the Mizbeach now. He puts them in the magis, in the plate, to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach, to be burnt on the Mizbeach later. It really should be lahaktiron, not viktiron, but he put them in the magis in this plate so that afterwards, he's going to put them on the Mizbeach to burn. Why is that so? Because there's an avoda that has to precede the haktara of the emurim of the par and the so'ir based on the psukim. It says, Uva haron elol moed, Ufashadis bigdei habad. He takes off. He's going to take off the bigdei lavan. V'rachatzes b'soro b'mayim. He goes to mikvah b'makom kadosh. V'lavash b'gadav. Then he puts on the bigdei zav. V'yatzava asas olosoves olas ha'am. And then only after that korban olosova olas ha'am does it say v'schelev hachatos yakdir hamizbecha. So only afterwards does he do that. So the fact that it says that the chelev of the chatos yakdir hamizbecha after he's switching clothing, so there's a whole avoda with big day zav that he has to do. He's still wearing big day lavan. And he was mocked to them only after he did the big days of avoda of Elo and El Ha'am, the rams that his ram and the ram of the people. So either way, Mishnah says Nisanan ba Magis, place them in the Magis v'hiktiran means, and he will mock to them later. Kilaan ba Miklaos v'hutzion lebeis hasreifa. So when it was time, after he finished the Elo ve'El Ha'am avoda, he then put them on, kilaan literally means that they're intertwined, they're mixed together, braided literally. Bamiklaos, some have a gersa bimaklos, meaning on sticks, on poles. He put the emurim, as we said, in the mugis, and then he put them on, he had them mixed together on these poles. There were four men carrying these two poles, two in front, two in back, and the par and sa'ir were placed on them. They were kluin, they were intertwined, which means the emurim were taken out and placed on, as we said, eventually to be placed on the mizbeach, but the animals now, the emurim absent from them, they had the flesh was there and the hide was on them. So the only thing is that they had been ripped open to take out the emurim. But the rest of the animals there, so they carried on poles and v'hutzion lebeis hasreifa, and they brought them to the beis hasreifa, which was the beis hadeshen outside Yerushalayim, as the pasuk says, as parachatos v'sirachatos asher huva estamam v'chapei b'kodesh. The parachatos and the sirachatos, par and the so'ir, whose blood had already been sprinkled, yotzi el michotz ha-machaneh, brought out now of the machaneh, v'sarfu ba'esh es orosam v'es b'sarom v'es persham. So they are completely burnt. The Mishnah mitamen begadim. The pasuk says, "V'hasoreifo some one who burns them in the Beis Hadeshen, that which is left of the par and the sa'ir, that's left of the animal, the skin, the flesh, etc. He's going to be mitamen begadim. He has to wash his begadim. So we want to know at what point does his begadim become tamei? Mishayetsu chutz lechomas ha'azara. And when he leaves, his clothing, when he leaves the wall of the Azara, because it says, Yotzi el michutz l'machaneh v'sarfu, and then he has to burn them. So the Brice in the Gemara daf Samen Ches and Yoma says the following, Lehalon, later on, regarding all the other items that are burnt, Atanos, Sein Lohem, Shalosh Machanos, you have to burn them outside three machanos. What are the three machanos? The Azara and the Harabais and Yerushalayim. V'kan atano sein lohem machana achas. And here it just says, michutz l'machaneh. But don't we, sounds like only one machaneh. Don't we derive the laws of the par and so'ir of Yom Kippur from the other items that are burnt, which are burnt after three machanos? So therefore, it must be three. Ah, im kein lo manemar, says the Braisa, el michutz l'machaneh, which sounds like that these items, the par and the so'ir, chatos, only have to be burnt outside one machaneh, which sounds like only the azara. Lo marloch, says the Braisa, kevan sheyot l'chutz l'machaneh achas, means once it leaves the first machaneh, the azara, hamas askin bohem, mitame migodim. Ah, that which it says, yotzi el michutz l'machaneh, is now regarding the sreifa. The sreifa is derived from all other things that are burnt. The other items that are burnt in the Beis HaDeshen, which are out of three machanos. The fact that it says only one machane, Yehutzi el michutz l'machaneh of the Azara, that's not regarding where they're burnt, that's regarding when he's metame begodim. And that's why the Tanakhama says, Mishayetzu chutz l'chomas ha'azara, at that moment is the time when the begodim of the Kohen Gadol become, or the person who takes them out rather, becomes Tame. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishayatzitz ha'ur berubon. He says the people who are busy in the Beis HaDesh are only metame begodim when the par and so'ir begin to burn, when the fire takes hold of the majority of the animal. Based on the pasuk v'hasareif osam yichabes begadav, it has to be that kishesar for mamish, that it's really being burned. It says yotzi el michutz l'machaneh, that one machaneh, wasn't that the source of the Tanakhama that says after you exit the Azor already in Metamim Begadim? Rabbi Shimon says that's not what that pasuk means at all. That pasuk was not talking about, anyone was not talking about our topic. And Rabbi Shimon learned something else from that pasuk. Perek Vav, Mishnah Ches, Omulola Kohen Gadol, Higia So'ir La Midbar. So they would tell the Kohen Gadol, the So'ir got to the Midbar, which means he wouldn't be able to begin another Avoda until the So'ir arrived at the Midbar. Based on the pasuk, Mishilach Es HaSo'ir Ba Midbar, and then the Eschelev HaChatas Yaktir. So we mentioned in the previous Mishnah about taking the animal and making sure they're burnt and putting the Chelev, the Emurim of the Chatas, putting them in the Magis. That's all fine. But to actually do the Avod of Yom Kippur of placing the Emurim of the Par and the So'ir on the Mizbeach to burn, so that offering could only be done when the other avodah was over, when the Seril HaZazel had been has been tossed off. So they had to let him know. Ask the Mishnah, how did people know that the Seir arrived at the Midbar so that the Kohen Gadol could continue with this avodah? Darkiosayu osin umenifin basudarin. The Mishnah says that they had these watchtowers or something that they had, and there were people who were there, and they would, they would wave these cloths. And this way people know, on the whole way, they would have these watch places for people to look, and they would wave these flags, these cloths. V'yodin shi'igia asur l'midbar. They would know that it was tossed up. How do I know? Well, you have the person who was standing very close to the tzuk, to the cliff. When he saw that the sa'ir was pushed off the cliff, he would wave to his friend with his cloth until eventually, and everyone would wave, eventually he got the message, got to Yerushalayim. And that's how the Kohen Gadol knew to continue the Avodah and be mocked through the Chelev HaChatas on the Mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bahalo Simon Gadol Hoyolohem. What do you mean? There was a very simple sign that they had, and they didn't need to wave any of these cloths. Why? Because Mishalayim Vad Beis Chidudo Shlosha Milin. The Beis Chidudo was the area, the beginning of the Midbar, where they would begin bringing the animal, the Seir, to the Tzuk. So that's Rabbi Yehuda. When the Seir got to the Midbar, he felt that that was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's when the mitzvah was over. That's when the mission, the Shiluach, was done. And even though it didn't reach the cliff, so the Kohen Gadol could continue at that moment, could continue with the Avoda. So, and since from Yerushalayim till Beis Chidudo, till this place, which was the beginning of the Midbar, which is where, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was the sorry, Lazazel Avoda was officially over, and the Kohen Gadol could continue with the other part of the Avoda, that Beis Chidudo area was only 3 million. So this is very simple. Hochel mil, they would be malave escort the Mishaleach for a mil, as we learned in Mishnah Dalit. Remember the Yakiri Shalayim, the dignitaries of Yerushalayim would escort him to the first sukkah. So they would do that. And then the Chozrin Mil, they would take them, they would obviously return the same 2,000 Amos. Vishoen Kedei Mil, and then you would wait the amount of time it takes to walk a mil, which we know is 18 minutes to 22 minutes, something like that. Vyodin Shigi Esrei LaMidbar. And that way they would know, because you just wait that amount of time, the amount of time it would take to walk 3 mil, 6,000 amos, you wait that amount, 18 times 3, that amount of time, that would be sufficient. V'yodim shigi asrei lamidbar, and the Kohen can continue with avoda, so there's no need at all for the waving. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, v'alo siman achera yalahem. Rabbi Shmuel says, well, hold on, there's another siman, that they would know that the avoda of the Seir LaAzazel was over, so that the Kohen could continue the haktara of the chalev of the par and the Seir al mizbeach. Lashon shel zohor is a yakashura, wasn't there this red string that was tied on the opening of the Hechel itself? And when the Seir arrived at the Midbar, it would turn white. Shenamar, as a sign of atonement of the sins. Shenamar, im yuchato echem kashanim, kashelo galbinu. If our sins, based on the pasuk in first Pek of Yishayahu, if our sins are like red, they will become white. And once the mitzvah of Seir HaMashtaleach was over, so it would turn white. So I would know if it turned white on the Pesach of the Hechel, the Kohen Gadol can continue. Now the Gemara in Daf Samach Zayin tells us what this machlokis is about. The Gemara says like this: Barishona, originally hayu koshim lashon shel zohoris al Pesach ulam ibachutz. This is a braisa elaborating upon what's happening in our Mishnah. Originally, they would tie this red string on the opening of the ulam outside. Everyone could see. Hilbin, if it turned white, how you smechen, people were happy. Lo Hilbin, if it didn't turn white, how you atzev and misbashin, people were sad and they were even embarrassed that we didn't achieve atonement. So Hiskinu, they decided to institute sheyukoshim al Pesach ulam bibifnim. They would tie it on the inner part of the ulam inside, so people could the average person couldn't see. Vadayno yimitzitzin varoa. Now they would try somehow to sneak a peek and they were able to see. Once again, Hilbin, if it turned white, how you smeich, and they were happy. Lo Hilbin, lo you at savin. They were sad. Hiskinu sheyu koshim also chetzio besela vechetzio ben karava. Then they made the takana that we read about earlier in this perek, that they would then tie half on the sela, half between the horns, and the fact and the thread that turned white was not able to be seen by anybody by the hamonam. So now, what is Rabbi Shmuel telling us when he says, oh, what do you mean there was a sign, they had it was hanging by the Hechel, everyone could, with the Kohen Gadol certainly would know that it turned white and the Seir Mishtaleach Avodah was over to be able to continue. So he's saying, Rabbi Shmuel speaking about the earlier practice, the earlier custom. But the Tanakama of our Mishnah is speaking about what we discussed in Mishnah Vav. And therefore, according to Tanakama, now that we have the practice, the newer practice was to split the string in half, and half was on a sella all the way back at the tzuk, not by the Beis HaMikdash. So then we obviously needed people, tzofim, we needed the people who were in these watchtowers to be able to wave their wave the cloths, and this way to know that Seir arrived at the Midbar.